the surge in household debt, farmers versus trucking, pot may not be the cash cow they thought. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 11th day of February. Thanks for being with us. In other news stories today, the Sprint-T-Mobile deal was approved by a judge over the objection of many attorneys general. We'll check the market report and some new numbers about what media you are consuming. Then, in a special two-part interview, you'll meet the Democratic candidate for the United States Senate for Iowa. His name is Cal Woods. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
That, of course, is Hunter Pease, the voice of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and thanks so much for coming by again today. You know, we've been warning about this for a very long time. As you know, the backbone of the economy is consumer spending. In fact, it accounts for nearly 70% of the economy. And for months, I've been talking about how wages have not kept up with rising costs, but people are still buying stuff. Now, there's only one way this is getting done, and that's buying on credit. Well, today, that issue has come home big time. According to the New York Federal Reserve, household debt surged by more than $600 billion last year, marking the biggest annual increase since just before the financial crisis. Total household debt balances now top $14 trillion for the first time, according to a new report by the Fed. The last time the growth was this large was back in 2007. The growth was driven mainly by a large increase in mortgage debt balances, which increased by $433 billion and was also the largest gain since 2007. Household debt now accounts for about $9.95 billion of the total balance. Balances for auto loans and credit cards both increased by $57 billion for last year. The economist said that credit cards have again surpassed student loans as the most common form of initial credit history among young borrowers, following several years after the crisis when student loans were then higher. Well, farmers in North and South America are suing C.H. Robinson, that's the world's third largest logistics company, alleging illegal business practices and that they claim the company defrauded them. Farmers claim C.H. Robinson, particularly fresh product and products distributor Robinson Fresh, overcharged for shipping costs, illegitimately held on to additional profits, and underpaid farmers for many types of products, including melons and asparagus. C.H. Robinson has denied the farmers' accusations. The lawsuit was filed in U.S. District Court in Minnesota, and it's seeking $1.1 billion over claims of concealed and unpaid profits as well as punitive damages. Well, with the rush to cash in on cannabis, many growers and producers figured it was going to be a great time of great growth and plenty of money to be had. Well, things are turning out a bit differently, especially in Canada. Large Canadian pot producers have a median 6.5 months of cash on hand, compared to 14.5 months for U.S. multi-state operators. All of this is according to cannabis investment bank Elo Capital. Many cannabis companies will either have to raise capital or find a merger partner in the near future, said Herschel Gershon. He's the chief executive officer at Elo Capital. He added that investors are open to providing capital infusions, but only under the right circumstances. Well, shares of Sprint soared today after a U.S. district judge ruled in favor of its $26 billion deal to merge with T-Mobile. The ruling clears one of the final hurdles for the deal, which still can't close until the California Public Utilities Commission approves the transaction. Attorneys general from multiple states originally brought the lawsuit to block the deal following approval from the Justice Department and the Federal Communications Commission. The states had argued that combining the number 3 and number 4 U.S. carriers would limit competition and result in higher prices for consumers. The companies had argued that their merger would help them compete against top players like AT&T and Verizon and advance efforts to build a nationwide 5G network. Shares of Sprint, by the way, rose by over 77%, while T-Mobile, well, their shares climbed by nearly 12%. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ rose marginally today, and by doing so, eked out fresh record closing highs. Investors spent the day digesting testimony from the top U.S. central bank and worried about the economic impact of the coronavirus. The S&P 500 closed 0.2 higher at 33.57, while the NASDAQ was up 0.1 at 96.38. The Dow was up by as much as 138 points before closing flat at 29,276. Fed Chair Jerome Powell softened the markets a bit when he said that it was way too early to tell how the coronavirus will impact the U.S. economy. China says the death toll has now reached 1,016 people, with over 42,000 cases confirmed. However, the number of new confirmed cases is at its lowest since late last month, and that increased optimism that China is gaining on its efforts to contain the outbreak. And finally, if you were wondering about media consumption, here's some interesting information that we were able to dig up for you. Bucking media trends, PQ Media reports that broadcast radio use increased globally last year, while most other traditional media saw declines. The 1.7% increase in the number of hours per week that consumers spent with over-the-air radio meant that the medium was tied with print books as the fastest-growing traditional media. PQ Media says that one reason that people may be hitting the radio is sales of CDs continued to plummet last year. At the same time, it says the use of mobile audio is among the fastest-growing media channels worldwide. So, how much media do you consume each week? PQ Media says the average U.S. consumer spent a total of 70.9 hours with media last year. That was an increase of 0.6% compared to the year before. Mobile audio and digital video helped drive digital's share of overall media consumption. By comparison, just in case you were wondering, Japan had the highest media usage at 77.7 hours a week. But back to radio. One advantage broadcast radio will have in the coming years is its free price tag. The average American now spends $1,334 on media each year, and getting U.S. families to spend more might be tough. And digital media is expected to increase, mostly due to the low entry point. The average consumer around the globe spent $219 on digital media content and technology last year. That's a 7% increase versus the year before. Numbers, friends, it's all about numbers. And isn't it interesting? The death of radio ain't there. As a matter of fact, radio continues to grow. All right, just a click away is my two-part interview with one of several Democrats seeking the nomination to run for the United States Senate to represent Iowa. His name is Cal Woods, and you'll get to know more about Cal, and that is coming up next.